With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. In a primetime national address, President Biden said that political passions can run high, but we must never descend into violence. And he says we all need to tone down an incendiary language toward members of other political parties.
Well, we may disagree. We are not enemies. We're neighbors. We're friends, co-workers, citizens, and most importantly, we are fellow Americans.
President says the attack on former President Trump calls on all of us to be more compassionate.
Yesterday's shooting at Donald Trump's rally in Pennsylvania calls on all of us to take a step back. Take stock of where we are, how we go forward from here. Thankfully, former Trump is not seriously injured. I spoke with him last night. I'm grateful. He's doing well, and Jill and I keep him and his family in our prayers.
President Biden is ordering a review of all security measures around this week's Republican National Convention after the Trump assassination attempt. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Flanked by his top law enforcement and homeland security officials, President Biden said he was committed to providing former President Trump with every necessary protective measure. He also is taking steps to keep the GOP convention safe here in Milwaukee.
I've directed the head of the Secret Service to review all security measures for the Republican National Convention.
Not only is the president demanding a thorough and swift FBI review of the shooting, he's calling for an independent review of the security at Saturday's rally to assess exactly what happened. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Also at SRNNews.com, the victim who was killed at a Pennsylvania rally for Donald Trump spent his final moments diving in front of his family to protect them from gunfire that rang out Saturday during the assassination attempt. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro confirmed yesterday that Corey Compatri had died a hero, using his body to shield to protect his wife and daughter from the bullets. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Berlin take on Muslim terrorists, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The city has banned the red inverted triangle, which is a symbol used by Hamas and its supporters to mark its targets in both the digital realm and in graffiti. For example, Berlin Mayor Kai Wegner has been targeted for breaking up Palestinian protests. The words "Kai will pay" were painted on the city's free university under a red triangle. Federal lawmakers are considering a national ban in Germany as anti-Semitism surges. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study reveals that amongst teenagers and young adults, about half report frequently feeling anxious, and a quarter say they're often depressed. Fewer than half feel their lives always have meaning, but the Gallup-Walton Family Foundation report also indicates that young people with a strong Christian faith are faring better. An expert says faith-building activities such as prayer journaling can be a huge benefit to young people, bringing them closer to God and creating stronger relationships with those around them. This is SRN News. Misery continues in Houston after last week's hurricane.
A utility company executive warns that about 500,000 Houston-area homes and businesses still won't have electricity into next week as wide outages from Hurricane Beryl drag on. The Category 1 storm knocked out power to around 2.7 million customers when it made landfall in Texas on Monday. Affected residents have grown frustrated that the relatively weak storm could cause such disruption during the height of summer. CenterPoint Energy expects to get hundreds of thousands of more customers back on by Sunday. Others will have to wait much longer. John Scott reporting.
Shannon Daugherty, a child actor who became one of the biggest stars of the 1990s as a student on the high school drama Beverly Hills 90210, died yesterday after facing breast cancer for several years. She was first diagnosed with breast cancer in 2015, went into remission 2 years later, then that didn't last. In February 2020, she said she was dying of stage 4 breast cancer. She was 53. This is SRN News.